You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about your clothes, Jer-Bear.
I threw this out before we went on the weekend. And Dom's like, we got to talk about this because just out of nowhere, I put my hands behind my head on Friday and I said, Dom, I hate all my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to lose my man card here, but I hate all of my clothes. I need a complete wardrobe refresh. And the problem is like I have a buttload of clothes. I'm not hurting for clothes, but I stand there at my closet with my hands on my hips every night, you know, because I set my clothes out beforehand. I'm like, man, I don't want to wear any of this stuff.
Right.
I have two pairs of pants that I like, and then this hoodie. I actually wore my favorite hoodie today. This is my favorite thing I have. So two pairs of pants and a hoodie, essentially, out of 100 articles of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do about this. I mean, it's expensive to go shopping and redo everything, you know?
Yeah.
And not to mention, I got a little bit of winter weight on right now. So I don't really want to go buy some stuff right now until I slim down a little bit.
Because
I'm a frumpy dumpling.
That's the issue. There's the money aspect of it, which is big.
Huge.
Really huge.
Huge.
Then there is, if you're like me, there's a sense of guilt. Because I've got plenty of fine articles of clothing.
Sure.
It's just me getting sick and tired of them. But they're absolutely fine. So you're like, And then do you have a weird feeling when you walk into your closet and you see all the clothes that you rarely, if ever, wear? Like maybe never?
Yes.
And well, you kind of feel a little pang about that?
Like the amount of dress shirts, you know, men's dress shirts, the button up for dressing nice, going to work, going to events like, you know, the theater and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've got so many of those and I haven't worn them in 2 years, you know?
With your winter weight that you talked about.
Yeah.
Well, you got a little the theater yesterday, what did you wear?
I can't even tell you how funny it was trying to cram myself into a suit. Because I actually put a suit on. I mean, minus the tie. I did the little unbutton. So I threw the men's button-up shirt on with my pants, and I couldn't get the pants buttoned.
Yeah.
And I finally did the I got them, you know, I finally sucked in enough and then let it out. And Nicole, like, she came in the bedroom. She's like, you're wearing a jacket over that, right? And I was like, yes. Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You said, honey, can I borrow some of your Spanx?
It's amazing how quickly in 2 years your body goes to hell, you know, when you're not going to an office where, you know, your boss is there and stuff, where you have to look halfway decent, so you're kind of slumming it when you come into work, and how quickly those articles of clothing get tight and they look horrible on you. It's amazing.
You know what's interesting about this concept, too, is who was I talking about this with just recently? We were talking about people like Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. Who wore the same thing really every day. He had the jeans and the black turtleneck, right?
Yeah.
And people kind of poke fun at him. But if you ever see any interviews about that, he and some other people who do the exact same thing say, if you take away the decision making that goes into your wardrobe on a daily basis, it might seem like just a fraction of your brain power, but that has a cumulative effect.
Sure.
And so if every day you're like, I'm going to be wearing this.
Zuckerberg's t-shirt and jeans.
Same thing, right?
Same thing.
You don't have to worry about it. And it takes some of that brain power and allows you to use it some other way.
That's the huge argument for putting kids in, that go to
uniforms.
School in uniforms, because you all look the same.
Yep.
You're eliminating any trendiness out of it or being judged, blah, blah, blah. And then you can focus on your schoolwork.
Correct.
You know, you're all wearing the same pants and shirt.
And if you talk to people who have to wear a uniform to work, they say that although some people grumble about it at first, ultimately they come back and they say, man, this was the best thing I've ever done. I don't have to stand in my closet with my hands on my hips and get that angst, that stress.
Yep.
Over, oh, God, have I worn this lately? Is this still in style? Is this going to work? You eliminate all of that.
Yeah.
And they say over time, it really helps your brain power. It's in the same category as people who follow a breakfast routine every day. They don't vary it.
Yep. That's me.
Like, I'm going to have
my yogurt.
My yogurt and granola with berries, yeah. I'm going to have it every day. I don't care if it's boring. I don't have to waste brain cells trying to figure out what I'm going to shove in my gaping maw.
Absolutely. 100%. That is so true. There's this clothing article out today, too, talking about, there's all sorts of different boring clothing stats. I guess we go over a couple. 6% of people claim they've worn everything they own at least once. I am not in that camp. Mm-mm. I do have a few things with tags still on them.
You know, the funniest part about that is many years ago, and I just got rid of this article of clothing when I made my move. I donated a whole bunch of clothes. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to move them. But there was one thing that I had purchased, I want to say 2008 or 2009. A, I was in really good shape at that time. But B, I thought it was so stylish and different that I would look really cool if I wore it to work or something like that.
Was it a kilt or something?
No. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I never got the guts to actually put it on.
Oh.
Because when I got it home and I put it back on at home, I was like,
this looks different.
Yeah, I was like, that's not me at all.
Oh.
And I held on to it for probably 8 years before I finally was like, I'm going to donate this.
This will never see the light of day.
And so I purchased something that I was sure I could rock. And I wonder how many people have been down that road. You're like,
sure.
Yeah, I can rock this outfit. This will look great.
Well, the lighting's different, you know, if you try it on at the store or whatever, and then you get it home in real life lighting, you're like, I don't think so. The story also talks about the amount of people keeping clothing for just sentimental reasons.
Yeah, I'll raise my hand on that.
And I've got a few of those, and I have a couple jackets that my wife won't let me get rid of. Because there were a few jackets, they're like fleece quarter zips or whatever, that I was wearing when we first started dating. And she says, you can't get rid of those. You wore those when we were dating. I would throw them on when we were hanging out. And she's like, you just got to hold on to them, even though I will never wear them again. So I'm just essentially storing these clothes because she remembers me 20 years ago in them. It's weird.
I think we all need to just forget about fashion. And just wear some sort of uniform thing every day. Just a jumper.
Although if you go to a few stores, I think a lot of people have forgotten about fashion.
It's the truth.
Particularly one store I can think of that comes to the top of the mind right away, which I will not mention, but I think we can all picture it. It's a very busy store, carries a lot of products. Zero fashion in that store. A lot of pajama pants.
Which, again, you know, I traveled this weekend. And so I was able, I came into contact with thousands of people. Because I passed through, the busiest airport in the world, and DIA, which is what, number 5
it's
in the world?
It's up there. How was everybody looking?
Bad.
I mean,
I'm sorry. People, when they travel, they're look
bad.
Like hell.
We had this conversation last night because we grabbed some drinks after Hamilton, and we were actually amazed by the amount of people that don't dress up to go to the theater anymore. And here I was like, I got to get a suit on. Knick Knack looked stunning. She had a little dress on. All of our friends were dressed to the nines. Mm-hmm. And we sat down and got a cocktail after the show, and we were just amazed by the people dressing down. And the topic came up about airline travel. And back in the day, it was like such an event to go on an airplane. Everybody was in suits.
Yeah, they would dress
up.
And
now, like you said, they're generally pajama pants.
Now, I have been to the Buell before, and I'm like you. When I go, I at the very least wear a sport coat.
It's a night out, you know?
I might wear dress jeans and a nice shirt, but I'm going to wear a sport coat.
It's a classy event. It's a night out. It's your excuse to dress up.
But I have seen people at the Buell in sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. There was sweats.
I have seen people
in
go
joggers.
To the Buell in joggers and sweatpants.
It's just like, come on.
That's just, you know, what did Jerry Seinfeld say? That's just a sign to the universe that you have just completely given up.
It's so true.
You have totally surrendered.
The end is near. There was some stats in this story about you talking about, you know, you bought that piece, and it says 31% of people say they've bought clothing on a whim, then realize later it just didn't suit them. That was you.
Well, there you are.
And then another stat found that the average person has 26 clothing items that basically never see the light of day. So they're just in the closet, and you just sit there, and that's where they stay. And that's very sad, you know? That's Sometimes I put like human qualities on non-human things, and I'm just wondering if those pants are sitting there like, today's my day, today's my day.
But there's another way of looking at it. Maybe those pants are praying to God that they don't come in touch with your butt.
Or, yeah, they're like, we look horrible. Don't wear us.
Like, do not put me anywhere near your arse, all right?
Keep us on the shelf.
Let's go to the phones.
Here's Kim.
Kimmy Kim's online. Kim, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Well, thank you. I am not in those stats at all. Every couple of years, I go through the wardrobe. If I haven't touched it, it is gone.
You are a better human than us.
Women's clothing.
That is
the smallest wardrobe ever.
Well, what are we talking? How many pants do you have?
I just bought some more. I think I have six.
Six pants.
Six pairs of pants.
Really,
but you're saying
you
get rid of, like, you turn over everything in your wardrobe?
Everything.
That is expensive, Kim.
Huh. No, because I'm not a shopper. I don't go buy a whole bunch more stuff.
Huh.
You have six pairs of pants, and then how many, like, tops and everything?
I divide my tops into three sections. I got my T-shirts, I've got my dressier shirts, I got my long sleeve shirts. Mm-hmm. And I probably at most have, I don't know, 8 or 10 at most.
So do you find, like what Dom was talking about just a little bit ago, that you're more productive in other areas of your life then because you're not worrying about what you're wearing?
No, I still stare at the closet.
Oh. Well, never mind.
Kim for the win. Kim for the win.
Still standing there in your nine shirts. I don't like any of this.
You know, you kind of made it.
That's perfect,
day.
Kim.
On
absolutely
that note, we'll tell
perfect.
You to go have a great Monday. Thanks for calling, okay?
You look great.
All right.